Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super T Podcast. Shizniz up. Woo, baby. These gifts. I don't know what to do with these gifts. I know to cultivate them. I know to treasure them. I know to master them. But, babe, and I know to appreciate them. Like, deeply appreciate them. Deeply, profoundly. Let me break it down, build it back up. Woo! Don't play with it. Where do I even start? I don't even know where to start at this. I'm just happy. Hey. That's what it is. 99.9.9% of the time, this is my regular state of being. And it's intentional. It ain't an accident. It ain't because everything is spectacular. Because if you're new, it is spectacular. But not on the level that some of yous would think. Because some of yous feel like spectacular is built by things. And things are just things, you know. They're great to have. I like them. But I have resurrected. And it's feeling good. I'm not the only one who's restarted. See some tight buns where I'm at. This is a strong, intelligent, just heart in the right place, mind in the right place, making right choices. Melanated brother, I know. I'm just so astoundingly proud of him. And things just continuously keep getting better for us both. Okay, I can't go into all the details, but what I will talk about, because you know this is my safe space, right? This is my safe space. But guess what? Before I go into some details of some dreams that I've had recently, I want to say that I'm ready to share my safe space. I got a crush who's been crushing on me for a little second, and I peeped it. But see, those other beings did not want to release me, but then at the same time that they did not want to release me, they also did not want to provide what I was asking, and I was not asking for a lot. I was not. But you know what? To some it is, because it's not materials. You know, and that's not to say that materials are not needed. Now, that's not what I'm saying, or not appreciated. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that the character of a person has more value to me than superficial things. And when people are caught up, like my last episode was a deep dive. I feel like I talked on a lot of taboo topics, you know, topics that you probably ain't going and hearing people just talk about at a bar, unless you at a bar in South Orange. But you know, typically you're not hearing people have those in-depth conversations. They're talking about what's happening on the news, or what new sneakers or new cars out. And those things are fine. Those conversations are fine. Don't think that I'm going against it, saying, oh, those conversations are not important. It's a time and place for everything. But there are so many fluctuating things and moving parts that are, and so many transitions that's happening, not just in our nation, but on the whole fucking planet. So what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to be part of old programs? Or are you going to choose to evolve? You know, evolution doesn't mean that the that material things don't exist no more. If anything, it's more opportunity for better materials to exist. Materials that are not going to take away from our planet, not going to destroy our ozone by the manufacturing of these new things. We still have it. We can still travel with ease. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am who I am, and I can't do anything but make this brilliant mind of mine better. And you know, some people don't want to deal with that. They're in their whatever, and they're doing whatever, and they feel like they're trapped because they have been, the fear that has been in whatever they have experienced happened to others who tried to free themselves. They don't want to happen to them, and I get it. But like I stated in my last, what you call it, I speak freely because I can. Now, certain things, yes, are not for the public ears. But in regards to our spirituality, in regards to metaphysics, those are conversations we need to have, because I feel that people need to appreciate what they have and who they are and know that they are more than what they see when they look in the mirror. You see, you look in the mirror, it looks good, it looks great, wonderful, but you're more than that. So if that is good, imagine how, and don't just focus on that being good. Like, I know it's important for that to be good, okay? Because that's what I'm focusing on right now. But that's not my only thing, and that ain't the first thing. My first thing is my spirit. My first thing is the part of me that nobody can see, but everybody motherfucking feels. That part is the part that I focus on first and foremost. That is the foundation. And now I'm working on the physical, when all the time I've been doing things in this way. And because I've been doing things in this way, when you just quickly look at the physical, you're like, okay, she cute, she got a cute body, until you hear me try to get up from a seat. I gotta laugh at this shit, because it's temporary, but it has been like that for some time. But anyway, so I had several dreams this whole week. Like, you know, people that they too proud to send me a message and say, I'm sorry. They too proud to say, I apologize. They too proud for that. So they think about me. And they think, nobody knows I'm thinking about her. Nobody knows I'm thinking about Takara. Nobody knows. But of course, I know. Because wherever your thoughts go, wherever they go, your energy is going. So if you think the fuck about me, I'm gonna motherfucking find out. It's gonna come to me either if I'm a fucking awake or asleep. You know what I'm saying? And my spirit, I know people that I feel were unfair to me for whatever reasons. I know that they didn't intentionally do it. I know they were dealing with their own stuff. I know that, you know, it wasn't a personal thing. But I also know that I'm not settling. And yes, people do need people. People need good people in their lives. But I'm not going to deny who the fuck I am. And if a person is in that particular mode of denial, I pray for them to not be there. But like, I got so much fixing to do in my own territory that I just don't want to take those type of risks where I get sick, because I attach, like, I connect, you know. And I don't want to do that. So if you don't want to deal with yourself, or if you're dealing with yourself at a different pace, then that's okay. It's cool. I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm not gonna act like I did anything wrong. So that's how I feel about that. But that was an individual. We're not going to go too deep into it because that was an individual that thought about me, was thinking about me, obviously. He thought it was a secret. It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret. If you think, whatever you think about, only here's the difference between me and other motherfuckers, okay? Some motherfuckers just ain't in tune with themselves. So they ain't gonna pay, if they ain't gonna pay shit no motherfucking mind. Cause they like whatever. They distracted by the distractions of the world. They ain't in tune with themselves. They ain't gonna stick their motherfucking feet in the earth and ground themselves and get out into the sunlight and be out in nature, just naturing and shit. They worried about what the hell's going on in the news and shit. So you think your thought gonna get through all of that stuff, all of that noise? Nah. But see, it's not a lot of noise. It's just a lot of thoughts now. Cause a sister girl like me got things to do and I'm doing them, and the path just keeps on illuminating for me. And I'm just like, wow, wow, wow. But nonetheless, yeah, you think about me, I'ma know. Especially if you're somebody that I care about, I'ma know. You ain't low. But with that being said, let's talk about my crush, okay? Let's talk about my crush that I've not mentioned until just now, because, well, it was none of y'all business. It still ain't none of y'all business. But I want to talk about it because I like this crush. I like this crush a lot. Like, they got some, I want to say game, but game sometimes is perceived as a negative thing. So I want to say class. They got some class to them. They got some, finesse. There we go. They got some finesse to them, you know? They got some finesse. Now, let's start from the beginning. And I ain't gonna go into the details of the beginning. But when we first interacted, I was like, okay, you know? And it was a mutual electric moment, right? But the circumstances were professional setting. And so, you know, that's how it was kept. And then I remember having some free time while I was in these professional activities, you know, and I decided to do a podcast. And I started doing it, and then they heard me and they were like, oh, for real? Like, okay, I'm gonna check you out. I don't know if they have checked out all my stuff. It's a good possibility that they have, though. Because, see, when you're interested in a person, you know, and that's the beauty of the internet nowadays, people. I don't care what nobody says. They say that it doesn't allow people to connect. It doesn't allow superficial people to have authentic connections. If you have some depth to you, which we all do, but if you're conscious of the depth of your being, if you're conscious that you're more than your physical body, you're more than the shoes you wear, the car you drive, the house you live in, if you are conscious that you are more than that, then you are going to have the discernment to read between the lines of individuals. You're going to see, especially if a person is showing their depth. I show my depth. I don't hide that I'm deep. I don't hide it. Shit. I'm trying to see how deep I am. My own daggone self. How deep is your bitch? But I definitely don't hide it. And it's easy to see, because when I feel moved to have a conversation or feel moved to do a demonstration, I just do it. I don't be like, oh, I got to look this way. I got to be perfect. People going to judge me. This, that. No, man. I might. Listen, first of all, I went Wakanda, and it was so you don't even know the liberation it was. It was amazingly liberating, okay? Went Wakanda. Boom. I'm talking about my hair. Took off all that old. Let it go. Just did some stuff. So it was gone, but I had to release it too. Just released it, okay? Just released it. And now I'm like ready for the new, and the new is ready for me. So let's get back to my crush, right? They've been checking me out, and I've been checking them out too. I've been checking them out and see, like I said, if you have discernment, you can see the depth of a person. You're gonna see deeper than the surface. So I started seeing deeper, and I was like, piqued my interest a bit, you know. But then I got a little scared, you know. I ain't got front. I got a little scared because I haven't been vulnerable with a person for a while. Like, coming onto my safe space and being vulnerable is different because, like, first of all, what feedback am I really getting right away? When you're vulnerable with a person, you're going to get feedback from the person. You know what I mean? So I was a little, you know, and plus I'm literally, like, it's not a little saying. I'm literally under construction, people. Like, my muscles, some of them are amazingly strong. Some of them are the opposite and in progress to get amazingly strong. So that they all are amazingly strong. And I recognize that, you know. And so, you know, I had some confidence issues around that. Knowing what I know, it's still like, shit. You know, you still want to be at your tip top of the tippity top top shape, you know, but I'm working on it. So that's a good thing. I feel less insecure about temporary physical disabilities because I'm working on them. And so I'm being patient and loving and kind with myself, you know. And anyway, I've been peeking. I act like I don't be peeking. I'm a peeker, okay? And this is so what I appreciate about this crush is that they've been peeking at me too. And they, you know, they let me know. But they let me know in a subtle way. It's not overpowering. It's not, you know, it's cute. I like it, you know. I just been again shy, you know, and again not really knowing. Where they are completely, like, seeing their depth, seeing, okay, you got some deepness to you, you know, but also, you know, just letting time see, you know, what it is. So anyway, let's go back to yesterday. I'm doing some things. I've made some pivots in my career. Not diverting from my companies, but realizing that I have to do things my unique way, you know, and acknowledge that I have many interests and that I can explore all of my interests. Maybe not all at once, but I could definitely explore all of them. And if an opportunity comes to me, then it's for me. I'm not searching for it. I'm not looking. I'm minding my goddamn own business, living life. And ta-da-da-da-da, so that came. And so I am taking, I'm getting state licenses and things of that to transact and do things in this pivot, this career pivot of mine. And it all falls in alignment with where, it all falls in alignment with the things I'm here to do on the planet, right? With some of the things I'm here to do on the planet. And so anyway, and I'm good at testing people. I actually like it. I like it. You know what I like? You know why I like it? Because I'm good at it. and even, so anyway, that's what I'm doing. So anyway, long story short, I crammed 40 hours in like within fucking 3 days. Right. And then I went and I did the state license. And then it's two different things. So licenses. So when I went to go do it, I got up 3 o'clock yesterday and I was cramming again. And, you know, just going over stuff. I already completed the 40 hours. I was like, okay, let me refresh. And I refreshed and, you know, I got there. Left out 7 o'clock on a Saturday. Like, I ain't playing. Like, I'm not playing at all. I'm so appreciative. And I just show my appreciation and my actions because I'm just like, thank you. Thank you so much. I recognize the people. I recognize the the opportunity. I recognize it all, and I love it. So anyway, so I do the first one. In the first one, I get very close. The passing score was 70, and I got a 67. And that's from, again, a week where normally people take weeks and months to even take these, what you call it. So I'm like, okay, I'm good. In the other one, it's basically the same shit. It's just a little bit more in depth, but it's basically the same shit. Like, I literally saw questions from the first one and the second one. Second one, passed with flying colors. Happy, call my coach. I love my coach. I love my coach already. Oh my God. Y'all don't even know I love my coach. I have a coach, people. I've been wanting a coach, but I needed a specific type of coach. I needed a coach that was going to fit with me and my, you know, specific, I can't even get the word out. But anyway, call my coach. The coach is like, woo, oh my God, you're amazing. I can't believe you did that. And I'm just like, yeah, coach, I'm your star fucking player. I'm gonna take you. You could be coach of the motherfucking of the lifetime, because we about to go. I'm on your team, bitch. Anyway, I can talk like that here because this is my safe space. I don't know if my coach, I don't think I shared this with my coach. If my coach ever hears this, they're going to be like, they're just going to love me more. That's what the fuck is going to happen, okay? They're going to love me more. That's all. But anyway, so I did all, I don't even know why I went to the details. They just came out. But here are the details. The facts is that my ass was up for about 20 hours yesterday, okay? Oh, corrected, 17 hours. Yes, I did comatose because it was just too much. I was talking. It was a weird space I was in. I was like talking, but my body was not moving. I know that didn't make any sense. Let me break it down. I was laying down and my mouth was moving, but everything else was sleep. Okay. And that's how I remember how I ended the day. But right before that, I knew, like, right when I was ready to go to sleep, I knew I couldn't go to sleep yet because I had family stuff to attend to. Speaking of family stuff, can you take care of those dishes, please? Huh? After you're done with your morning routine, did you finish your morning routine? Yeah, I don't like that. Going to bed with them and left in there. I didn't make a issue about it, but excuse me. Sorry. So that's what I had to do. I had to get to that, okay? Parenting. I had to get to parenting. And I knew I couldn't sleep. So I was like, let me do a live. That should, you know, maybe boost me up a little bit. And let me drink some coffee. And let me share with the world the finds that I found while I was out there taking care of business. So anyway, I had to pause because, you know, I'm still parenting. I don't know what this person's doing. Your morning routine is watching videos? Oh, excuse me. I apologize. I was wrong there. I was being nosy. I apologize. My apologies. I'm going to just close my door so I could do this podcasting uninterrupted. Your parenting don't ever stop. If y'all parents, y'all know this shit. Y'all can judge me if y'all want to. One thing, I ain't perfect. I admit when I make an error. Anyway, back to my show. So, yeah, I was that's what I decided to do. So I started a live broadcast, and I'm doing my live broadcast, and then my son comes, and then I jump into mom mode. I have some coffee. My cousin, she calls me. We chit chat, and she's my political 411er. She's has such a fucking brilliant mind. I love her fucking brain. I really do. Like, you smart, and you got some hood in you. Like that right there. Those are recipes to capture my whole heart. Like, to live there. Like, come on. I got big ass heart. I got room. I got room for all you smart hood motherfuckers. You smart and you hood. And that's her, you know. She's smart and hood. But she's a different type of hood because she's in the country. You know, country hood different than city hood. That's all I'm going to say. But hood is still hood. But anyway. So we talking shit, whatever, like that. And then I eat, like, barely. Like, food was my lovely, 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 lovely son made dinner. Thank you. Hallelujah. Because I did not have the energy. I would have went to sleep with no food yesterday. That's how tired I was. And y'all know I love to eat. Now, of course, I ate during the day. So it wasn't like I didn't eat all day. Because I wasn't going to sleep hungry. But, you know, I would have went to sleep without eating again. And I ate pretty hefty earlier. But anyway. So, I won't go too details, you know, because I don't know whether my crush be listening to my shit or not. I don't know. I don't care. Y'all won't know. I guess it's okay for my crush to know that I'm crushing on them. I guess it's okay. So my crush, I send my crush a message. They send me the message first. I send them a message back. And then they send me a message back. And then I was like, okay, cool, you know. And then, of course, because I was, like, sleepy, being very, very tired. Like, you up for 17 hours straight. And you trying to have a conversation. I've driven like this. When I said driven, I mean, like, drove a car. And what I recognize, and because I've driven, I don't condone drunk driving at all, but there has been maybe one or two occasions where I may have been a place and I needed to get the fuck back home, and you know, maybe I had a drink, not drunk, but definitely was tipsy, you know. And from my experience, tipsy and sleepy are very similar when it comes to driving. And tipsy and sleepy is very similar when it comes to talking, because you don't have no fucking inhibitions. You're not thinking. You're not overly thinking. Like, your mind is checked out already, and whatever is just flowing is flowing through you. And so that's what I was doing. I was just talking shit. I remember the shit though. So even though my mind was checked out, like, I don't know what the fuck this bitch is doing. We're checking out because she should be asleep. We don't know why she's still awake. It was recording. It was, because it's always recording, right? Our subconscious is always recording. So my mind was still recording. So that's how I remember what the fuck I said. And people that, let me tell you something. Motherfuckers that act like they get drunk and forget what the fuck happened, they lying. They lying. They motherfucking lying. They remember what the fuck they did. They remember what the fuck they said. And fuck them for being liars. Still love y'all, but fuck y'all for being liars. Because you don't forget. Only way you forget is if you, like, have a blackout situation. Now, I have had those experiences when I was younger fighting. Because I didn't like to fight. So something else comes, like, there's another part of me. Yes, I have a warrior spirit, so even though I don't like to fight, I'm good at it, but it's a whole different mode. So I don't know exactly what happens, because I don't remember the details. I remember the beginning, and I remember the end. And then people have to fill me in on the details. That I do remember. You know, so I'm saying it may be possible. Maybe people have similar experiences when they are drunk, whatever. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about my crush. Fuck those motherfuckers who want to play games. Because my crush, let me tell you about my crush. First of all, my crush is fine, okay? Think my crush is fine, right? I be all up in their shit, looking at them. I'm like, oh, I like they eyes, they nose, they lips. I like them, you know? And my crush is not skin and bones. Hallelujah, thank you, because I'm not a small person. And I ain't trying to crush nobody, you know? Like... the irony. I'm not trying to crush my crush. Y'all get what I'm saying, right? I'm a chunky lady, you know, and I like to cuddle. And we didn't get there. We ain't nowhere near there yet. Okay. But I know what I like. Okay. So if I'm gonna have a crush on somebody, even though I've had crushed on people that I could have physically crushed, I don't know what that was about. It was not a physical thing. Obviously it was beyond physical, even though it felt physical. Cause it was, I was feeling the energy in my chakras and I was just like, wait a minute. Maybe that's my interpretation. So maybe I was wrong. Maybe I misinterpreted the energy. But some of that energy really felt sexual. That's all I'm saying. Really did. But the recent energy exchanges didn't. The recent energy exchanges was more like, just kind of, it didn't feel like that. But anyway. The only reason why that person, seems to keep coming up in my damn podcast is because when I went on to fucking social media, they were the first thing on my timeline. I don't know why. I'm just like, okay, whatever. But anyway, back to my actual crush. So, that's how that went. And then I ate. Like I said, I had to force myself up to eat. I had to literally, like, coach myself into getting the fuck up. I was already laying down. And I did, and I ate, and I was happy. And then I laid my ass back down. And then I went to sleep. And then when I went to sleep, I had a dream. I had a dream, my crushes in my dream. And they was being quite nice. So I woke up with my crush on my mind this morning, and I was like, oh shit, am I really about to open up? It's too late. I already did. Like, my spirit guides obviously say it's okay, because the stage, I'm about to say the stage because I don't know how else to say it, of the dream, meaning where it occurred at, was where I was first raised at Marcy Projects. I was there, and that, always going back there is something that stands out, because that was my first home, you know, here on the planet, you know. So I was there. It was a lot of whatever. It wasn't chaotic as far as the people. It was just chaotic as far as the things, you know. And I remember I was going to do somebody's hair. Tashina Arnold, to be accurate. Tashina Arnold was in there. We were friends. And I was about to hook her hair up. And I went into the back room. And I remember I was like closing the door because I was a little embarrassed or whatever. You know, I was just like, fuck it with the living room, you know. And when I came back into the living room, my crush had fucking organize the goddamn on furniture and shit, and was chilling, like, just on some chill body shit. And then it was interesting. I liked it, you know. So I got up, and you know, I didn't overthink. I thought about it a little bit, like, oh, am I doing too much to send the message as soon as I wake up? And I was like, no, because I want to. Like, they crossed, I woke up thinking about them, so why not let them know that I'm thinking about them first thing in the morning? So that's what I did. And then that was prior to my son getting up. Now my son is up, and so now I got to get on with this day, because I actually have no plans. My day is just only consisting of literally flowing, allowing divinity to flow through me as I do every day. But just this particular day, just being more open. And, you know, knowing that I'm safe, so I don't need to be super protective because I'm already safe. And my ancestors are not going to let nobody nowhere near me that would do me any motherfucking harm. So, therefore, I'm just going to flow with today. I got some lamb chops, so, you know, interesting. You know how they sacrifice lamb back in the day on these days. We going to eat some. I'm gonna take the motherfuckers out and I'm gonna cook that. I'm gonna cook some dinner. I do have some career shit to do because, you know, like, it's what you do. Like, don't think the people that are at different positions, they didn't get there by doing what everybody else is doing. So everybody else may be celebrating the entire day. I am going to be celebrating and working, and then I'm going to be working tomorrow. And then, you know, this is the people going to be recuperating tomorrow. I'm going to be working tomorrow. I got Zoom calls. I got stuff to do. Like this spring has definitely sprung along, and I ain't staying still until I got a rest. And I am balancing it, so I ain't doing the Energizer Bunny thingy, okay? That's I'm not doing. But, you know, I gotta move. So, I'm moving forward. My trajectory is already in flux. So, yeah, there are some domestic stuff that needs to be done. And I might get to that stuff this morning. You know, it's simple shit. Ain't nothing complex, complicated. It would be nice if these damn appliances and technology where I reside at, not in my personal, but in the common spaces, it'd be nice if those things was cooperative with me. That would be nice. Because then I wouldn't even have this domestic stuff to do. It would have been done. But it's all good. Everything happens and divine time in my life. So, hey, I be wanting to do shit at a certain time, a certain way. And then God be like, nah, this is going to be better. So, thank you for putting in your order. Let me deal with the how. Let me deal with the details. And you just flow. And I'm like, okay, all right. Sometimes I don't be like that. Sometimes I be like, no, they didn't. No. Anyway, we are here. If you're listening to this, hopefully you laughed at my shenanigans, you know, and you smiled like this heifer right here, this heifer right the fuck here. Gotta love her. Yeah, you got no choice. You can't hate me. You gotta love me. If you think you hate me, let me tell you, you actually really love me. You do. You do. Hate and love are on the same spectrum. Just one is on one end and the other's on the other end. It's the same exact energy. So, if you didn't know, now you know. It's impossible to hate me. You can only love me. Just, you may not be aware of it. But anyway, I love everyone. And I'm wishing everybody that can hear my voice that you just go and be the best you can be. Those are my words for today. Be the best you can be. And keep getting better. That's it. Everybody don't move at the same pace. Everybody don't move at the same time. People got different personalities because they're different. But at the core of all of that is your divinity. And that's our common space. That's what we all have in common. All of us here have that in common. There are bigger parts of us. There's unseen parts of us. I believe we all do. I know I do. You know. And, you know, I like to believe we all do. But hey, maybe there are some beings here that all there is a physical show. Maybe. I don't know. There's something to explore on another day. But be well, do well, keep pumping good vibrations. That's easy, it's simple. Whether you just have a body or you have more than a body, pump physical vibrations, because that is how this shit is going to shift. This world ain't going to change until we individually change, because when we individually change, then we will change our world. And so don't get caught up with the circus. You know, those are people that are resisting. They're resisting change. They're like, no, I'm a white man. I'm supposed to do this. It's like, sir, I don't care how many people that you have fooled into thinking that you are capable of doing anything. Because, see, my cousin gave me the 401. I normally don't ever bring this person into conversation, but we gonna bring him into conversation today because he needs love. Oh, Donald Trump needs love. Donald Trump is just, he needs love. He needs love. He needs to be in nature. He needs to sit his wrinkly orange ass on the grass. Sit your ass on the grass, sir, and let nature talk to you real quick. Let her whisper in your ear and bring you to reality. Because what you trying to do, sir, what you have convinced some people of lower intelligence to agree upon, because you gotta be of lower intelligence if you think that this particular man should be ever given access to the stuff he was given access to before. I don't even know he was in there acting up. I know he was in there inviting Taliban to Camp David and shit. What was going on? What? To camp? You invited foreigners to Camp David? What? Now, I'm all with ending war and having peace, but what? What were you doing? You was releasing our sacred information to other nations? What? Are you walking around here? This is just hearsay, but I believe her. I believe stuff she shared with me because she follows these politics hard body. I don't. It followed me, though. It followed me until I finally said, okay, America, okay. Yes, I'm a brilliant mind and a great heart. Yes, I can be of service. Yes. But I was totally not interested at one point in life. Totally, like, nope. Mm-mm. No, thank you. Nope. Mm-mm. But yeah, like, how is that even, how is he, and he's just chilling. He's chilling because of y'all supremacy issues. Is this why he's chilling? He didn't rape people. He did all type of stuff. Sexually assaulted people. Same shit. And he could be a candidate? I think that, I think the irony that he could even be a part of, be an option. Even though he's not an option. But the fact that he could pretend to be an option, like publicly, is whatever. Means anybody could be an option. Shit. I could be an option. You could be an option. Fuck it. Don't, like, that's what I think he's revealing to us. Because I think the first time he revealed to us, hey, this is what white people really think about y'all. They don't give a fuck. And now he's revealing, hey, anybody, a rapist, a fucking what they call it when you release the secrets of a nation, it's just a crime. I know that's a goddamn crime. That shit, you could do all of that and run for president. What? Word? You just gotta be a certain age and be a fucking citizen or national. That's those are the requirements. That's it. Well, shit, whoever got a good heart and a good motherfucking mind need to be considering candidacy. Don't think it's too motherfucking big, because if he can run, you can run. So run. Run, Forrest, run. I had to. I said run too many times. I had to say that. It has nothing to do with it. But y'all know what I mean. Now hopefully y'all hearing me. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all feel me? Do it. Why not? Are you scared? If it moves you, do it. I want to know what happened to motherfucking Wong. What happened to him? He would be great. I know you're like, no. Listen, Linda. If we gonna make our world united, first of all, we gotta unite over here before we can do that, right? But let's just think positive. Let's say miraculously, all right, resurrected. Who knows? People could have woke up today. Like, I'm doing better. They kind of just, like, woke up like that. They kind of woke up and said, fuck the past. Fuck the past mistakes. Fuck the past mode of operandis. We here. We breathing. We can change this shit. We don't gotta do shit fucked up no more. We don't have to have these two tiers of justice. We can have just one justice system that's gonna treat everybody the same, whether they black, brown, red, yellow, man, woman, rich, poor. We gotta treat them all the same. We're gonna clean this shit the fuck up. We're gonna fix this shit. We're gonna actually be the beacon and light that we supposed to be. Then those in positions could have all woke up, wake up this morning and have that as their motivating new mode of operandi for their motherfucking careers and their motherfucking service positions. All of them. Wherever you are. I don't care where you are. I don't care if you're cooking. I don't care if you're maintenance. I don't care if you're sitting in an administrative position. I don't care. Do the fuck better. Okay? Just do the fuck better. Do the motherfuck better. Okay? And so they could have woke up. And then we could be 5 years from now, have a motherfucking union that is like, wow. You would think that God really, because God is, like, but you would think that something came out the sky and like motivated people. But really, no, they just woke the fuck up. They just woke up internally and started making the changes that needed to be made. And then we see it. Like, we don't see it at first. And those changes probably are happening right now, honestly. I believe that they are. But we don't really see it. They don't really talk too much about it. But imagine 5 years from now, everybody sees it. And it's like, wow. Redemption. Resurrection. Wow. Look at America. Wow. But guess what's going to happen at that point? It's not going to stop. It's going to expand. Because people get intimidated by this word. But I'm going to say it. Because I want you to listen to the words. I'm gonna say it slow. New. It is time for new. It is time for new. World. It is time for the whole world to be on a similar accord. What would that accord be? That accord would be righteousness. That accord would be justice. That accord would be fairness. That accord would be abundance. That accord would be health. That accord would be peace. That accord would be happiness. We need to all be on those things that I just said. Those accords. We need to all be on that accord. The world. Now how you culturally do that without causing harm to another, that's your motherfucking prerogative. But we still need to all be on one accord on this planet. Got that? So, new was the first word. World was the second one. World meaning us all of us that's here on the planet. And here is the third word. Order. 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 People get intimidated because they're like, no, they're trying to suppress us. No, I don't think a new world order would have anything to do with suppression. I think a new world order would be liberating. But in order for that to happen, the power structures that currently exist need to clean up their acts. Once their acts are cleaned up, like our households are clean, spectacular, immaculate, right? Can you imagine an immaculate America? Let's start imagining it, okay? Let's start motherfucking imagining what an immaculate America would look like. What a justice system that is actually fair and right would actually look like. Let's imagine that. Let's imagine people in power use their power responsibly and served. Not just themselves, but actually the nation that they were employed and took an oath to serve. How about that? Let's imagine that. Let's imagine the United States being united. Let's imagine that. Now, the superpower is really powerful because it has shifted into more righteousness. It has evolved into what it's supposed to be, what it was created to be. And people want to think it wasn't created to be because they want to look at slavery. Listen, slavery was not a national thing. Slavery was a injustice that happened on the entire motherfucking planet at one point or another in our history. So let's be real about it. Let's be real. So let's not blame slavery on America, okay? That's not what we gonna do. That's not what we gonna do. Yes, it happened here, and it happened over there, and it happened over there, and it was happening before America even existed. Okay? And it was wrong. Okay? So don't get stuck there. Don't get stuck there. I need you to heal. I need you to grow. I need you to do your best going forward. Yes, there's still things, but that's the whole point of cleaning it up. And that's the reason why I'm saying imagine it done. Imagine it clean. Imagine the justice system correct. Imagine it. Just imagine it, okay? That's all I'm asking you to do. Just imagine it. Like when you're young, you imagine things that you didn't actually see. You can do that, okay? So imagine our country, our nation better. Then imagine our world better. But what would it take for that to happen? Well, you don't gotta worry about the details, but if you're interested in the details, here are my thoughts of what it could be. It could be our nation gets right. People are actually admiring us. They're not admiring us just for physical things. They're admiring us for our morals, for our principles, for our righteousness. They're like, oh my gosh, this is the place to be. But everybody can't be over here. So then what do? Well, we have the United Nations. All the nations get together. And we're all doing the same principles. The world, see? Doing things, the world is doing things. Now, culturally, it may look different. But it ain't harming nobody. So it's okay. It's all right. It's all right if my way of praising God is singing and your way of praising God is dancing. That's okay. It's okay if my way of praising God is wearing the color blue and your way of praising God is wearing the color orange. That's all right. We're still praising God and we ain't harming nobody. So I'll use that example to say we can have a just, a peaceful, a happy, a healthy world. And do it differently without hurting another person. Think about it and imagine that. I'm going to leave that with y'all. Because I don't want to give y'all too much to digest, okay? I love you all. Thank you for tuning into the Super T Podcast Show. I'm grateful that I have this opportunity. I'm grateful for all the innovative things that people are creating in this world to make this world a better place. You have something to give. You have a gift. You may think that it's small, but nothing is too small. So do it. Operate in your gift. Operate from your heart. Operate from your soul. And imagine. Use your imagination every day to see things exactly how it would be beautiful to see it in a healthy way. Don't imagine war. Don't imagine I can't even think of the word. Revenge. Don't imagine that stuff, okay? Imagine peace. Imagine health. Imagine our scientists actually, like, not trying to create biochemical weapons, but instead actually, like, working to make things better. Imagine that. Imagine good. Imagine good and peace and love and joy and happiness and success. And I know it might be difficult to imagine that on a grandiose scale, on a macro. So imagine it in a micro. Imagine it for yourself. Imagine you being your best version of you. And as you're imagining that, work at it. Work at it every day. Do a little bit every day to be the best you can be. Not just looking great, feeling great, waking up with, wow, I'm so happy to be here on a fucking planet. What good can I do today for myself, for my family, for my loved ones? Who will I smile at today and they will feel great and amazing because I smiled at them? You know, I get random smiles, and it ain't because I be looking spectacular all the fucking time. I just be like looking at people when I be outside and they just smile. And I don't even be smiling all the time, but they feel it. Sometimes I be in deep thought, but they smile. Man, we each of us are powerful. It's powerful. Yes, my grandma needs some work. A lot of things need work. It's okay. Let's work at it. Let's continuously work at it. It's getting better, baby. That's how it do. That's how it be. I love you all. I've said it before, but I'm saying it again. And I'm grateful for this platform. I'm grateful for this opportunity to share with you guys. I'm grateful for this safe space that I have been able to experience and that I am experiencing, because now I'm prepared. I'm prepared to share and to allow others to create safe spaces for me, because now I know what a safe space feels like.